Good morning. Welcome to the September 23rd meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. We have a number of different items on the agenda here today, a wide variety of different issues to tackle here. If there's a matter on the agenda and you wish to speak on it, an opportunity will be afforded. If there's something that you wish to speak to the commission about that's not on the agenda, the public comment period will be right around lunchtime, somewhere in that neck of the woods, depending on how fast we go here today. So I'd like to open the meeting with an invocation by Mr. A.J. Erskine and a Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Tony Watkinson. Please rise.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to get together and discuss very important marine resource issues. Allow us the opportunity to respectfully and responsibly debate these issues, and let us pray for a safe ride and journey home. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Watkinson, I believe we have an introduction.
Mark Everstall. Mark is a new environmental engineer with our Habitat Management Division. As you recall, Juliet Giordano left us a few months back, and we just hired Mark. I'd like to point out that Mark previously worked for us as an environmental engineer about 12 years ago. He took a brief period and worked for the private consulting world, but he's back with us, and we're glad to have him. So he'll be handling much of the northern Virginia area for us and some other areas throughout the state.
Welcome back, Mark. Glad to have you. Where have you been? With the agenda before us here today, are there any changes to the agenda? Ms. Watkinson.
Yes, sir, not actually a change, but I would like to note for the record that we did receive an email late yesterday afternoon from the applicants involved in the Cottage Line appeal. They intend to ask for another continuance today, but I think we should hear that at item 5 when we get to that item on the agenda. And in terms of also, we might want to hear from the appellant's representative as well as maybe the city.
Terrific. Chief O'Reilly, any changes? Terrific. With the agenda before us here, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Erskine. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The agenda is approved. Before